Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, I am honored to be here today to represent the voices of the Marshallese diaspora. From 1947 to 1986, the United States held control over the Marshall Islands under the Trust Territory of the Pacific Islands, an agreement the U.S. forged under the umbrella of a fledgling United Nations. Despite the Marshall Islands asserting its independence as a sovereign nation in 1979, the United States refused to acknowledge it. Instead, the U.S. proposed a treaty known as the Compact of Free Association. The Marshall Islands leaders felt compelled to sign the treaty, but the compact also shielded the U.S. from future legal action stemming from its nuclear testing program in the islands. The compact went into effect in 1986 and was amended last year. During recent compact negotiations, Marshallese leaders were hopeful that the current U.S. administration would take responsibility for the nuclear legacy and provide just compensation for nuclear claims. Instead, when pressed on the matter, U.S. Special Envoy Ambassador Yoon and members of the U.S. Congress balked, arguing that previous agreements constituted full and final settlement of nuclear claims and that there was no more money available. This argument that there was no money for nuclear damages is ironic, given that while the compact negotiations were ongoing in 2022 and 23, the U.S. chose to spend $94.6 billion on nuclear weapons. Over the next three decades, the U.S. plans to spend an additional $2 trillion to upgrade its nuclear arsenal. Ultimately, the new compact includes a paltry $700 million to be added incrementally to a trust fund. And still, the U.S. government refuses to accept responsibility for the harm caused or even to apologize. The United States has historically and consistently downplayed or outright ignored the ongoing consequences of the nuclear testing legacy. This legacy, now decades removed from the deadly mushroom clouds and fallout, is now one of slow violence against the Marshallese people, but no less deadly. This legacy is the reason why now two-thirds of the Marshallese people have left their homelands. Our nonprofit organization, the Marshallese Educational Initiative, works tirelessly to serve the community in diaspora, to help overcome layers of barriers to a quality life, seeking access to healthcare, education, and employment, were the very reasons why our families felt it necessary to leave their homes. Yet Marshallese who live in the U.S. struggle with access to basic needs. The renewed compact agreement does reopen many public benefits to Marshallese citizens, but eligibility does not guarantee access or acceptance. Addressing these barriers and trying to mitigate the impact of the nuclear legacy are too great for one or even 100 Marshallese service organizations like ours to address. As a consequence of nuclear testing and forced relocation, our community suffers from some of the highest rates of cancer and diabetes globally. In the early months of the COVID-19 pandemic, this vulnerability was made painfully evident when a disproportionate number of our community members fell ill and too many of our loved ones passed away. This is just one example of how generational health issues stemming from radiation exposure and forced relocation affect our people. Nuclear weapons do not keep us safe. Their very production causes harm and has devastated entire communities. This is why the world must reject the false narrative that nuclear weapons are necessary. Instead, we must embrace a nuclear weapons-free world. The Marshall Islands, the United States, and other countries must sign and ratify the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons. Like climate change, nuclear weapons remain an existential threat. For my family and all Marshallese families, whether living in the islands or in diaspora, who have endured the loss of our lands, health, and heritage for the so-called greater good, We demand to be acknowledged, seen, and treated with fairness and dignity. It is past time for the United States to confront the profound challenges and injustices stemming from its nuclear testing program in the Marshall Islands. Only then can my people reclaim our fundamental human rights and rightful homelands and ensure a future for generations to come. Thank you.